This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like, metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Mastercraft Tires and Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield have a great deal going on right now. Get up to a $75 Visa reward card by mail when you buy a new set of qualifying Mastercraft tires. Purchase a set of four Courser AXT or Courser CT and receive a $75 Visa reward card. Purchase a set of four Avenger Touring LSRs and receive a $50 Visa reward card. For more information, go to MastercraftTireRebates.com. Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.39 and a quarter, up a quarter. March corn $4.52, up a quarter. May corn $4.60 and a quarter, up a half. November soybeans were $12.88 and a quarter, up 14 and a half. January soybeans were $12.89, up 13 and a quarter. March soybeans $12.70 and three quarters, up 13 and a quarter. December wheat was $6.89 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. March wheat $6.97, up 3 and a quarter. May wheat $7.01 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were a little higher on Thursday, October 3rd. Corn was steady to a quarter of a cent higher, and soybeans were higher, and the good demand for wheat made it higher as well. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 11 cents lower at 408 to 424. Soybean bids were 15 cents higher at 1258 to 1279. In the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 405 to 421. Soybean bids were 6 to 7 cents higher at 1249 to 1277. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 4 cents lower at 404 to 424. And soybean bids were 14 to 17 cents higher at 1261 to 1294. Wheat bids were 1 cent lower to 3 cents higher at 638 to 668. And the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash soybean bids were up 15 cents at 1283 to 1303, with the basis unchanged, 5 under to 15 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $440.80 to $62.80 per ton. The price of soybean meal went up by $10.20 to $13.20, with the basis unchanged to up 3 at 13 to 35 over the October. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were unchanged at 419 to 443, with the basis unchanged at 20 under to 4 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 1 to 2 cents at 422 to 426, with the basis mixed at 13 to 17 under the December. Soybeans ended up 15 cents at $12.88 to $12.94, with the basis unchanged at option to 6 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at unchanged. They were $4.35 to $4.37. These elevators raised the soybean prices 16 to 17 cents, with quotations of $13.08 to $13.09. Soft wheat closed up 4 cents at $6.89 to $6.90, and Milo was up a penny at $4.74 to $4.75. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop or January delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.15 up to $4.38, and soybeans from $12.51 to $12.98. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.17 up to $4.39, and soybeans from $12.69 up to $12.93. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.20 up to $4.36, and beans were $12.77 up to the $13.10. Wheat closed out at $6.33 to $6.73. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $127.42, up 12 cents. December live cattle, $131.77, down 5 cents. February live cattle, $133.55, down 10 cents. October feeder cattle were $164.10, down 47 cents. November feeder cattle, $165.62, down 57 cents. January feeder cattle, $165.40, down 37 cents. October lean hogs were $91.30, up 35 cents. December lean hogs, $86.77, up 60 cents. February lean hogs, $89.15, up 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Thursday afternoon livestock report for October 3rd. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 68 to 70. The 4 to 5 weights were at 70 to 75, and the 5 to 550 weights 73 to 76. 550 and up were bringing 74 to 77. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts or country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $61 up to $66. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for Wednesday, October 2nd. They showed receipts of 623 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents to a dollar higher, and feeder cattle traded unevenly steady. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 120 to 123.50. Selects and choice steers were bringing 116 to 121, and select steers were bringing $100 to $113. Holstein steers choice were bringing 113 to 117, and select and choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 103.50 to 112, and the selects were bringing 90 to 101. Choice slaughter heifers ranged in price from 116 to 120. And moving on to the feeder cattle, feeder steers, medium and large ones, three weights, bringing 176, the four weights, 167. They had some five weights, ranging from 168 to 173. Onto the feeder Holstein steers, under 300 pounds, they were bringing 128 to 130. The three weights, 125 to 129. The four weights, 119 to 123. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights, 158 to 159. The four weights, at 155 to 165. And the five weights were at 145 to 153. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, they had some three weights that brought 190, ranged in price from 180 to 190, and some four weights at 168 to 178. Now on to Reel's weekly auction from October 2nd up at Congerville. Compared to last week, hay in small squares sold 65 to 75 cents lower per bale. Hay in the large squares and large rounds sold $20 to $30 lower. They had receipts of 588 bales, and starting with the alfalfa small squares, premium quality, they were bringing $5.50 a bale. Small squares, good quality, bringing $4 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, small squares, premium quality, were bringing $4 to $4.25 a bale. And the large squares were bringing $30 a bale. Orchard grass, large squares, were bringing good quality, were bringing $40 a bale, and the large rounds at $55 a bale. Mixed grass, small squares, good quality, $1.50 to $3 a bale, and the large rounds at $40 a bale. Wheat straw, good quality, small squares, $2 a bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.41. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.34. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.41. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.34. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.81. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.95. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.54. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.41, corn at Scottville is $4.41, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.81, and wheat at Scottville is $6.54. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 6:22 on this Friday morning from FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing the field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer. Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. There's a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 80s with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 60s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies with showers likely, highs in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, clear and cooler, low temperatures in the upper 40s, highs in the upper 60s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, a tenth of an inch of rain, 2/10 of an inch recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, and 1/10 of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, 67 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, and once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
With fall harvest comes a new cheap feed source for beef producers. After harvesting their corn crop, some beef producers are able to turn their cattle out to graze on the crop residue. I spoke with Dr. Tara Felix, a professor at the University of Illinois in livestock nutrition, about the primary reason beef producers choose to pasture their cows on empty cornfields. It's economical.
About the only expense you have to think about when grazing corn stalks or grazing after a corn harvest is the labor and the fencing costs associated with putting a fence around that cornfield to keep the cattle in. Still, though, that pencils out to about 7 cents a day for one cow unit or 1,000-pound cow, compared to roughly 40 cents a day that we pay to graze that cow on grass. So it is a very economical option.
On top of the economics, you still have to consider the nutritional needs of the cow. One would hope that there wouldn't be much grain left out in the field after harvest, but Felix says these empty fields can still meet the needs of the cows pretty handily.
Typically, you wouldn't expect there to be, or hope that there wouldn't be a lot of grain loss, but you will expect to have some. On those fields that are just after harvest, you can expect up to about 70% TDN, or total digestible nutrients, as a measure of energy on that field, with roughly 6 to 7% crude protein. Now, that will diminish some over time due to weathering conditions and those kind of things. You'll lose some of that energy value the longer you wait to graze that field. One of the problems we can have on grazing cornfields after harvest is if there's been a significant amount of corn loss that year, or if there's been a corn spill. A great number of downed ears or a corn spill can, cattle will naturally gravitate to these sources first. They want to eat the grain before they start on the leaves and the stalks. The problem with this is they can overeat the grain and cause them to get acidosis and perhaps even to founder if it's a large grain spill. So you really want to watch for those scenarios when you're grazing cornfields after harvest and make sure that you either fence off or limit access to areas if there's been a corn spill, and assess the number of downed ears that you have on the field so that you're not letting those cattle get too much of the corn.
Now, if it is an average year, if there wasn't a corn spill, if there's a safe amount of grain out there, mm-hmm. should farmers still be looking for things to supplement their cow's diet with, a mineral block or something like that?
Absolutely, especially the minerals. You hit the nail on the head, Angie. Early in the year, most of your energy and protein needs early in the grazing will be met for that cow. Like I said, at 70% TDN, 7% crude protein, for a cow in the last third of her gestation or so, that's not a bad nutrient value. However, once the weathering starts to occur and you get into that 40% TDN, 5% crude protein, you can begin to see some body condition loss if you don't supplement. And an excellent supplement for grazing cornfields, harvested cornfields, would be something like a byproduct if you have it cheaply and readily available. A byproduct like dried distillers grains or corn gluten feed can give you that extra boost in protein and a little bit of energy to help carry that animal on the high forage.
Now, this would be a high forage diet, so would there be any need to supplement hay still?
Not typically. The cattle will consume enough of the leaves and the stalks that you don't need that hay.
Maynard Hartke is an area farmer who's been pasturing his beef cows on harvested cornfields for years now. He says for years when hay is short, being able to let his cows graze the corn roughage is very important.
Last year when we were short of hay, that's the years that you try to get as most out of your cornfields as possible. Whenever hay is of a premium, 30 days worth of feed supply is pretty important. Because a beef cow primary diet is roughage, and the more economic you can feed that cow, it just helps profitability a great deal. And of course, this year, hay is ample, so that you will probably move those cows much oftener. You won't try to let them stay out there. Whenever you feel that they've got most of the years gone, it's time to move them to someplace else and go ahead with the fall tillage work if at all possible.
When you are able to move cows around more frequently from pasture to pasture, Hartke says it can help out the land by getting rid of some of the crop residue.
Well, the biggest thing in the years past, you have less volunteer corn. But in the recent years, when the corn is standing good, you don't have a lot of volunteer corn out there in the first place. But either way, there's still a lot of shucks and a lot of leaves. If it doesn't rain right away, that they will consume. And in fact, we have harvested just corn stalks for that reason, for our forage supply in the winter months. And those cattle will consume those as readily as they will good hay. And I think nutrient-wise, it's very close to good hay.
Dr. Felix added other benefits you could expect to see.
They'll take down quite a bit of that residue. And also what you have to remember, you're essentially keeping nutrients on that field by keeping the cow on the field as well. So while she's grazing those corn stalks, of course, she's excreting nitrogen and organic matter in the manure that are going to help to fertilize that soil a little bit better. One of the issues that we sometimes talk about with grazing corn stalks, however, can be soil compaction. Typically not a huge issue here in Illinois, however, it can be detrimental to later harvest. There has been some research out of Nebraska, however, that shows that grazing corn stalks is a better alternative and gives you more benefit than the subsequent soil compaction you get from having the animals on the field. So while there is that concern sometimes, it's still the benefits outweigh the risk there.
So although you may think the fields have run their use for the year, look again and you might see some beef cows out grazing on this inexpensive quality feed source. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.